Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. The environment is always a hot topic. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples here today to explain how the EPA's new greenhouse gas plan could affect agriculture and our entire economy.
Well, Tony, when I was in school, I was drawn to subjects like economics and finance more than biology and chemistry. But being agriculture commissioner these past few years has created a new opportunity for me to pay much more attention to what is going on at the Environmental Protection Agency. They have made us work overtime, I assure you. There's actually a new proposal floating around from the EPA that caught my attention. The proposal that's been introduced will attempt to lower carbon dioxide emissions by 30% from the country's power plants. The EPA considers this a tremendous opportunity to reduce greenhouse gases, but I can tell you that unfortunately, I'm afraid it looks like it could take a heavy toll on America's farmers and ranchers, and that means hitting the pocketbooks of consumers.
Oh, what's the issue?
Well, rural industries and communities could be hit hardest by this law. Organizations like the American Farm Bureau Federation and as well as the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, these two very different organizations both agree that this new rule will make energy prices rise in the agricultural industries. So, needless to say, farmers and ranchers may not be too happy about higher electrical bills that will result in a possible 30% decrease in emissions.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.